The Senate approved and sent to Obama a jobs bill intended to spur unemployment, by offering businesses incentives to hire new workers. And this bill was a rare bipartisan moment of success. But will it really be a success for America's unemployed? We know that many of the statistics have men being hit harder than women in the recession, African American men hit worst of all, and that construction, manufacturing, and financial sectors have suffered greatly. But what about those people that haven't even gotten a start to their lives yet? The people that recently graduated from college. Apparently, they might be the group to suffer the most rather than benefit from this bill. Well, here to discuss it with me, I have Anthony Randazzo from Reason Magazine. Anthony, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Now, you yourself are one of the people that you have a problem with this bill.
Yep.
Let me first note for the readers two of the main points from this jobs bill here. First, if you hire a worker that's been out of work for more than 60 days, then you don't have to pay the 6.2% payroll tax for the rest of the year. And if you keep that person on the payroll for at least a year, you even get a $1,000 tax credit for the business. Now, it doesn't sound all that bad. What's your beef with the bill?
In principle, it's actually not that bad of an idea. We want to use tax cuts to incentivize employers to hire more people. But if it doesn't pay for itself, as this bill does, then it's just adding to the national debt. And we have all these conversations. You yourself on your show have talked about the problem with the rising American national debt. And we see it hit in countries like Greece, and it gets out of control. Because this bill isn't paying for itself, it's just another $15 billion added onto the national debt, which is going to wind up coming back and hitting people down the road. I mean, that's really your big issue here. Second, this isn't actually getting to the problem of why people are still unemployed. There's not a lot of lending going on in the market. That's clear. And the biggest reason for that is we haven't dealt with financial services regulatory reform. So the government is essentially just putting a Band-Aid on a problem that it's itself creating instead of dealing with the real root issue.
I think a lot of people can definitely agree with that. But where do the college students come in?
Here's the third issue, right? It's distorting the housing, or it's not distorting the housing market, it's distorting the jobs market. And if you are a college student right now, or a senior, and you're trying to get a job, you go to an employer, you talk to, you say, here, you know, here's my resume. An employer can look back and say, how many days have you been out of work? Well, you know, if I were to hire somebody with the exact same credentials as you, but they've been out of work for 60 days, I get more money. That is, in theory, you could say a great idea. You could say, well, you know, other people deserve, you know, this person deserves to be hired, this person deserves to be hired. It's not within our jobs as, you know, American citizens, it's not within jobs of the legislature, it's not within the job of the president to determine who had, you know, like whether or not someone deserves to get hired. Companies should be hiring based off who they want, but if we're distorting their incentives, we're distorting the jobs market. And so I think that's just a terrible, terrible thing.
Now, to be fair here, if I have to defend this a little bit,
absolutely,
I think that the college seniors that you're talking about must be very ambitious. You know, people that are actually looking for a job while they're still in school, because you can't deny that a lot of college seniors, after they graduate, they travel Europe for a couple of months, or they just like to sit around and do nothing and enjoy their time off before they go searching for a job. Personally, I did it myself too. I probably had a good 4-month post-college vacation, which after 4 years of vacation in college, I guess I was just being really spoiled. Does it really hurt that many college students? Don't a lot of them go maybe after 60 days to look for jobs?
Yeah, sure, some of them might. That's not the point. The point is it's not our role to decide. You know, it's, you know, we got the debt issue, but the point of this here is that when we're making these kinds of decisions it may be able to sit here and have a conversation and figure out that, you know, it only hurts so many people. What right do we have to hurt even those people? We shouldn't be designing laws that really are going to impact everybody if we're not even getting at the real root issue here. So if we're just putting a Band-Aid over a particular problem to help these people over here because it's only going to hurt these people over here, when do you stop applying that logic? And when you apply that logic to other issues, it can get not so great. And I think that's really the key issue.
Mm-hmm. But now, if companies are the ones that make up their minds over who that they want to hire, wouldn't it make more sense to hire somebody probably that's older, that has more experience, and that also you get a nice little $1,000 tax credit for, than a fresh college student who never has worked a day in their life?
Sure, but the kinds of jobs we're talking about here are probably not the ones where someone who's 45 years old and has a wealth work experience. We're talking about the kind of job that was my first job out of college, just like a research assistant. And so you're talking about somebody who's only been in the workforce for a couple years that might get hired as opposed to somebody coming directly out of college. You could also make the argument that somebody a couple years out of the market, they should, they would want to get a job. You might want to hire them first or something like that. But again, that shouldn't be our decision. That shouldn't be the legislature's decision. That should be an employer's decision. And when an employer is faced with two equal candidates that they want to hire, but one is getting, they're getting $1,000 for and they don't have to pay taxes on as much, that's the legislature picking and choosing a winner and loser in the market. And when the legislature picks and chooses winners, in just a broad principled issue, you wind up with significant problems.
Now, I see your point, but at the same time, these people, the ones that have already been laid off, that haven't even had to, from the people that haven't had jobs yet, the ones that have already been laid off, that have already dealt with this recession, really tasted it and seen what it feels like, they're the ones that are pissed. They're the ones that are looking at the government and saying, you have to do something about it. Where's my job? Why aren't you helping me? And so can't we see this as the government actually responding and doing something?
I think there's an underlying principle that I fundamentally disagree with, and that's that the government doesn't exist to provide us jobs. And that, and that's really where a lot of our, that's where, like, you and I maybe disagree, or I might disagree with, almost
anybody. You have a job, and think about how many Americans right now are angry at the government for their lack of employment.
And if they want the government to do something, then what the government should do is they should pass financial services regulatory reform. They should get the, break these programs that they have that are distorting the housing market, that are creating, that's adding debt on top of banks, so that the banks aren't lending money. They're like, they're forcing this credit crunch issue through housing, through Wall Street rules. That deal with those problems, deal with the actual problems that caused this whole situation in the first place, instead of ignoring them because they're politically difficult. You ignore the politically difficult ones and you try to do these things that are, more politically palatable, like a jobs bill. You call it the Hire Act and everybody likes you and you get reelected, but you're not dealing with the real issues. And that's what I want in a principal position, is to deal with the real issues underlying this whole situation.
Well, Anthony, thank you very much for being here. The jobs bill was passed in the Senate, and some people think maybe just to appease the people that like to blame the government for their lack of employment right now. And a lot of people are saying that this still, Anthony Randazzo from Reason Magazine, for example, still doesn't get to the real issue, which is that we need more financial regulation.